only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Hey there, good morning. It's Brock, it's Hunter.
Good morning.
What's the lovely Keith?
Good morning.
Now that you got your robe back on, you perv. Good Lord. Anyway.
Yeah, that was quick.
It's 8:53. I get what I want. What is it? You don't need no cuddling time or romance and just get her done. Anyway, let's get right to it. Your dumb vocabulary.
Making you smarter every day. It's Dumb Vocabulary with Brock.
Oh, no. I didn't. Oh. Can you go take care of that? Bear, get out of here.
Stop yelling at him.
For God's sakes.
I invited him in here.
Yeah, that's the problem. I have to set the boundaries for the dogs, and then she just lets them run wild. I can see your shadow bear. Get out of here. He's the worst.
He's
so cute. No, you need to go take care of the low battery.
It's so high up. It's up at the very top of the wall.
Use a ladder, lady.
Can you give me a ladder? No, just give me a boost. Just boost me up, you know.
Just boost you up? How strong do you think I am?
Yeah, put your fingers, you know, together, and then I'll step in your hands.
You hearing this, ridiculous, Hunter? I hope you don't have to put up with this at your house.
I'm just letting you guys spiral.
This is just bananas. Hold on a sec. I had all of this, and now I didn't save my dumb vocabulary, so give me one second as we get to it. While we're doing that, of course, as always, your dumb vocabulary brought to you by Farmers Insurance, the Chris Thompson Agency, located in Stevensville. Home, car, life, motorcycle, boat insurance, when you actually can go out in your boat, eventually, someday, he'll have it covered. If you're a contractor, if you own rentals, Chris is going to get you covered. He's essential, so he's still working hard for you. Call him, email him, Chris Thompson, he'll get you taken care of.
Chris.
Your dumb vocabulary for today. I'm just going to go. Thunderwear.
Ooh, that sounds fun.
Thunderwear, huh?
What do you got, Hunter?
Is it edible underwear? The kind that you can eat off?
Oh, that's a good guess. Thunderwear. Maybe it's the underwear you wear when you're going to a party, and maybe you're hoping to get some action.
I think Kiki's cheating, because she can see you didn't look. That's pretty much spot on. Hunter, I do like your answer, though, too. Edible underwear is not a bad idea for funderwear. Mm-hmm. However, I am not a fan of edible underwear at all.
Wait a minute. When have you had edible underwear?
Never, because I'll never eat it.
Oh. You're a German.
Yeah, how do you know what it tastes like? How do you know what it's like?
It's like an old stale fruit roll-up.
That's what it is, though, for real.
That's true. Someone's been wearing it, maybe a little sweaty down there.
I mean, even if you just put it on right away, it's like, no, I'm not gonna eat
or
that.
She puts it on and then she goes to the bathroom and comes back and expects you to.
you got
another pair.
Yeah, it's like, oh, don't worry. I wore these to the gym. It's like, all right, well, can you burn? Can you burn edible underwear?
Who's it?
All right.
I wonder who is it worse for, though? The person wearing it and having sugar just all over their body?
Probably
sticky?
Both.
We should order some and test this theory out.
There you go. There's your Facebook Live.
I'm going to order some chocolate edible underwear.
Yeah, you guys have been doing the drinks in the camper. You might as well go to the edible underwear route.
And for snacks today with our edible with our drinks, we're going to have edible underwear. This one's piña colada flavored.
That sounds delicious.
No, it's not edible underwear. Funderwear is fun underwear you wear out when you're going to have a fun night. Example, ooh, I got my Funderwear on tonight. It's going to be a good one.
Oh, my gosh. Silence your phone.
Sorry. I'm working. All right. You got a couple pairs of Funderwear.
Yeah. I think all girls have a little something hidden in their drawer for fun.
You got some drawers hidden in your drawers. Hunter, do you got any Funderwear?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, if I'm wearing some. But, yes, I do. I definitely have a pair of underwear. I go out and just I feel confident.
Just sexy. Are those the ones with the padding in the front, that massive amount of padding where you can put a sock in front?
Yes, it's the SpongeBob padding underwear that just give me the immense amount of confidence.
Does it match your bra like mine?
It does.
He's so bulgy. He's like a moose. All right, there you go. That's your dumb vocabulary, as always, brought to you by Chris Thompson. We'll be back. Hey,